In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, several days ago, a person has sent me a message with a bigger number of cartoons. An artist has painted them. And the topic of these cartoons were the errors, the mistakes, and the sins against the Holy Catholic faith of the man in the Vatican who is called Francis Pope. And the authors of these cartoons were people, so-called conservative people, but they are in the structure of the Novus Ordo Church, the post-conciliar church. And these people have expressed many of wrong steps of their so-called Pope. And for instance, there is mention that Francis is forcing the veneration of Pachamama. Then it is mentioned that he is a big friend of Klaus Schwab and World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, and so on and so on. The biggest enemies of sane humanity and good Catholicism and Christianity. And then they have mentioned even, there was a cartoon, a picture where Jesus is expelling this Francis from the paradise. Go away, you have not deserved it. And this is, of course, strong. Yes, and on one hand, you win respect. And you say, wow, it's good that the people do understand, have the insight that all these activities and many other activities of the boss of the Vatican today, they are wrong and against the Catholicism. There's also mention that he is trying to destroy the traditional rite of Mass. For them, it's the 1962 rite and also the tradition of the church. But at the same time, you win also a strange impression. All these people, they do continue to accept this man, they are so strongly criticizing as Holy Father, as the legitimated successor of Saint Peter the Apostle, and as the representative of Jesus Christ on earth. And this is extremely contradictional. It's like schizophrenia. How can you keep a person is doing this false and committing these horrible sins against the faith, and you continue accepting him as Pope? It is simply not possible. And when we would, and we have corresponding experience, when we approach them and we say, dear friends, it's great, it's good what you see, I agree with you, but have you ever asked you the question whether this man can still be a true pope? They will immediately accuse us of being not Catholic because we do not accept and do not follow the so-called Holy Father. And how to comprehend this, it's simply not possible. Because either or, the head of the Catholic Church must be a member of the Catholic Church. This is the minimum. But how can you be a member when you are consciously expelling heresies and errors, and you do exactly know what you are doing? this is a contradiction. Nobody can find a solution for it. And then, on the other hand, I personally do understand that there are lots of people are still on path. They are developing, they are progressing slowly, but they try to understand this situation is extremely complicated on one hand. And with them, we have to be carefully, because they are on way in some regards. At the same time, I personally have also the impression, but there are also people given who do sufficiently know, who have the insight and the understanding that this is the end of the church, this movement of liberalism, modernism in the Vatican II sect. But they do never go the next step, clearly saying to people, we are very sorry, but this man cannot be the true pope. These bishops of the Novus Ordo Church are following him, can in any case also not be true bishops of the Catholic Church, because they break with the essentials of the faith. And as such an example, possibly you all know also in English-spoken countries, and this man is popular enough in the traditionalist movement in Germany at least, a so-called bishop auxiliar, Athanasius Schneider. He is a German from Soviet Union now. He was a bishop auxiliar in Karaganda, Central Kazakhstan, by the way, where I was born. And now he is bishop auxiliar in the Kazakhstan capital, city of Astana. But he's traveling much and he's often enough in Germany because he is ethnically German. And he's regularly giving interviews. In one of such interviews I have watched a while ago on YouTube, he was asked with regard to the Novus Ordo Mass and with regard to the tradition and so-called Pope Francis. And this man has, for instance, clearly said, in the Vatican, there have the enemies of the church influence. The enemies of the church have control in the Vatican. And then you ask yourself, how is it possible? For him, Francis is still Pope. He is intensively criticizing him, as we will hear next. But he's for him still Holy Father, and he has said, yeah, the Sede Vacantis, they are wrong because they do not accept him as Pope. But when you say the Vatican is under the control of the enemies of the church, how can then the head of this Vatican be still a good guy, according to your own words? And then he was asked regarding the Novus Ordo, is the Novus Ordo a break? Of course, he said, that's apparent. When you compare both forms of the Mass, and he is thinking the Novus Ordo Mass and the traditional Rite Mass, and he is always thinking here the 1962 Rite. When you compare them, and even when you are celebrating the Novus Ordo Rite correctly, the contents of the Novus Ordo Mass is a revolution. The prayers of Offertorium and different other high prayers, so-called canons, They are against the tradition of the Roman Rite in it. Then later he made a quotation of a French Jesuit father who was in the 60s also part of the committee where they have artificially constructed the Novus Ordo Rite. And this French Jesuit father said, the Roman Rite, as it did exist, does not more exist now. We have a totally new rite now. And Athanasius Schneider is agreeing, and he is right. Then he has also said, the problem for me in the Novus Ordo Mass are especially the prayers of Offertorium. They are Protestantic Jewish prayers. And finally, they are not Catholic because they are diminishing the principle, the definition of sacrifice. So that is for me a serious theological problem. We must take them away and introduce the old prayers. And he has also told in this interview that he started at any one time to say the 1962 Rite Mass, the so-called Old Mass. And this rite is much better than the Novus Ordo Rite, but he is also celebrating the Novus Ordo Rite. And I do ask the question, if you do criticize the Novus Ordo Mass as Protestantic and Jewish prayers, how can you use it? This is again a contradiction. And by the way, as I said, I think I have the impression he has sufficient knowledge. He is not on the way, but he does simply not want to say to people, this man cannot be a pope. The trick of Athanasius Schneider seems to be, he says repeatedly in this interview, you know, we must wait a little bit. Very soon the modernism will collapse and then the true faith and true mass will be re-established or they will restart in the official church. But the good question is, but if not, what then? But I think this is his trick. And then he has criticized the decision of Francis in his apostolic letter, Traditionis Custodes, where he has stopped with the practice of Benedict XVI that every priest has the right to use the older rite mass. And we know that Francis wants to destroy, to delete the traditional rite mass, and he is a big enemy against this rite. And then Athanasius Schneider was asked, what is your opinion? And Francis said, this decision of Francis to stop with the Summorum Pontificum of Benedict XVI is again a break, a revolution. Traditionis Custodes is obviously an ideological document of revolution. And these are such clear evidences this man has, but he continues to say this is nevertheless the Holy Father. And when you not accept him, then you are not Catholic. And he has also criticized in this interview the Sedevacantists. He said they are schismatic. But then this man says in his interview that all those priests who are forced to celebrate towards the people on the table and who are forced to distribute the hand communion, they must resist and they must say, Holy Father, we are not obedient. But the same words is practically accepting the decisions of our old priests and bishops from the 16th and the 70s of the last century. They have seen the changes in the church, and the authorities did want to force them to accept what is wrong and against the principles of the church, of the Catholic liturgy. And they have not been obedient. And Schneider says they are schismatic, they are not true Catholics. But he's recommending to do the same his own priest today. And this is schizophrenia. I cannot understand this. And then he says, when we contradict the Pope and we do not follow him, then the Pope will find judgment day consolation because we have not followed him, and Jesus will accept him as a big plus. You see here, this is a problem. How can you expect that the changes will return and the people will return to the true church, to the true Mass, when you do not tell completely the truth to the people? You have only then a chance. When the diagnosis is correct, then you can do a treatment for your illness, also spiritual illnesses. When you don't say that the real responsible person is, among other people, the so-called Pope, then how can you expect that things will be corrected? And this man, so-called Pope in the Vatican, he can simply laugh about the naivety of Athanasius Schneider and co. He can always say, you can speak whatever you want. But when people come to me asking me, I can tell them Athanasius Schneider is also accepting me as the true Pope. Be obedient. And when the people stay obedient, the longer the people stay, so to say, obedient to these enemies of the church, then the risk is higher that they will lose what they could save by now on the treasures of the holy faith and church. And this is the big danger. The longer you wait with the statement, this man is not a true successor of Saint Apostle Peter, the higher the risk that there will nothing happen, because they destroy the last rests of good Catholicism in mid of them, and then there is desert in spiritual religious regard. So for us, these examples, they remind us on the big truth. In the creed of the Holy Mass, we confess solemnly our faith on one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. There's only one church has been established by Jesus Christ. And this church is holy. It means Jesus has saved us on the cross and he has given us the treasures, the holy sacraments, the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, and many other blessings and so on. And the church has to distribute the grace of the Savior to the people, going to the ends of the world and preaching the gospel, the truth of Jesus Christ. And when the Novus Ordo Church has destroyed the true Mass, there is no holiness given, because they cannot give to the others the valid sacraments. That's a basic, a fundamental problem for them. Then Catholic. Catholic means Catholicos in Greek. It means the circle of the planet. It means Catholic means it should be spread all over in the world. And the Novus Ordo Church has given up the Christian Catholic mission, as we know by very many examples in the practice. And then the apostolic, we believe in the apostolic church. Apostolic means the apostles were the witnesses of Jesus, and they have preached it to the next generation. And so the principle of the holy tradition has been established in the church. And the holy tradition, this is like the oxygen we do breathe and we do need. And when you break with the apostolicism of the church, you destroy the church too. So the Novus Ordo Church is not fulfilling these four marks. And then, do we want to serve her? Who is our mother? That is important. Our mothers, they are faithful, and then we do venerate them. When a woman or a man is losing the faithfulness, how do we call them? Can we have confidence to them? And now we see today that the Novus Ordo Church is flirting and committing mortal sins with the all other religions who are denying Jesus Christ as divine savior. This is not our mother. And this is important to know, to have the conscience. We want to be children of the Holy Mother Church and not of a sinner woman. And we can stay faithful to the Holy Mother Church when we are faithful, but also when we say who is trying to destroy her, the Mother Church. And only then we can save the faith, and we have perspective and hope that we will spiritually survive, having confidence in God's providence, because we try to stay faithful. And this is essential. And those poor people, they are struggling, fighting, but they lose orientation. Yes, you have to expect many contradictions when you say, I'm sorry, we are Catholics, but analyzing the situation in present times since the 60s of the last century, for instance, we come to the conclusion that we have the trist state of sedevacantism today. It is necessary that it is said. It is necessary that the people hear this. Only then they have a chance to do a correct diagnosis. And then you can admit the correct therapy in order to heal, to recover from the spiritual illnesses of heresy, of apostasy, of schism, and so on. And Jesus is also saying in the Gospel today of the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, nobody can serve two lords. Either you will neglect one and serve the other one, or in opposite. And we can adopt this word and this principle to the topic of the sermon now. You cannot serve the true church when you are at the same time serving the sinner church. What is not the church? What is a anti-church, established to destroy the Holy Virgin Mother Church. And let us be aware of these connections, and let us pray, of course, for us all follow Catholics, traditionalists, in order to save the faith and the faithfulness to Jesus Christ and his true church. But let us also pray for those poor people. They might be illuminated by the grace of Holy Spirit and accept all what they will understand in order to make the very heavy but very essential step confessing the complete truth. And only then we can and they can become internally free. Amen. Et benedictio Deo omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.